All right, moving on. Still on page 3. The prescriptions asterisk refers to page 7, so I invite you to go there now. At the very bottom of the page. Prescription deadlines may be adjusted in consultation with the assigned VCI coach. One of the first questions we get is, who made these up and I don't like them? Can we change them? The answer is, talk to your coach. That would be me. But that's after you say yes, because I'm not your coach until you say yes. On page 3, the bottom half of the page. Prescriptions. To address the above concerns, Brighton First United Methodist Church will implement the following prescriptions. 1. Vision and mission alignment. We affirm your mission statement, transformed by God to transform the world, which answers the vital directional question, where is our ministry going? Core values drive the ministry. They explain why your ministry does what it does and doesn't do. They are mission critical. There is a need for a clear and compelling vision which answers the question of why the mission of the church matters to people. The lack of ministry alignment creates bountiful activity and ineffective missional ministries. Vision provides clarity, calms anxieties, and calls the people to a collaborative effort for effectively focusing outward and being a fruitful congregation. To address these concerns, Brighton First will implement the following prescription to develop a clear, shared, compelling vision. A. Visioning workshop. The coach or designee will facilitate a visioning workshop no later than June 15, 2015. The purpose of this workshop is to clearly identify the mission, vision, and core values of Brighton First, and to lay the groundwork for writing and affirming a vision statement. The pastor, in consultation with the coach, will appoint a vision writing team of 2 to 3 persons to follow up on this workshop. This team will be named no later than May 1, 2015. The vision writing team will complete the writing of the vision statement. 3. The vision statement shall be affirmed by the administrative board no later than October 1, 2015. B. Goal setting and strategic planning. 1. The coach or designee will facilitate a goal setting workshop as a starting place for strategic planning no later than November 1, 2015. This workshop teaches a process to design goals to move the congregation toward accomplishing its vision, mission, and values. 2. The administrative board chair, in consultation with the pastor and the coach, shall determine how best to develop a strategic plan. Options for this include pursuing it as either a full board or delegating it to a task force of 3 to 4 people. Strategic planning is key to seeing your ministry direction become a reality. Your strategy helps you to accomplish several things. 1, to explore your ministry community and identify who you are most likely to reach. 2, design a process that will mold them into Christ's disciples, see prescription number 3. 3, to mobilize the congregation, developing and aligning volunteers to maximize disciple-making. 4, evaluate your facilities in terms of reaching your target. And 5, develop a stewardship plan for resourcing your goals. This strategic plan will be completed June 15, 2016. Begin implementing the plan no later than September 1, 2016. A suggested resource is Advanced Strategic Planning, a New Model for Church and Ministry Leaders by Aubrey Malfers. C. The pastor, in consultation with the coach, shall recruit 3 to 5 people to begin a comprehensive ministry audit by September 1, 2015. All current ministries will be evaluated for their effectiveness in accomplishing the vision and mission of the congregation in ways that live out the values. The related portion of the ministry audit information from VCI Phase 1 may be used for this purpose. D. The audit will be completed by December 1, 2015. E. Ministries not aligned with the vision and mission will be brought into alignment or will be celebrated and dissolved no later than January 1, 2016. F. The pastor and the Staff Parish Relations Committee, SPRC, will write or rewrite all job descriptions, paid staff, to be in alignment with the vision, mission, and values by January 1, 2016, based on the ministry audit. The SPRC will evaluate the alignment of the employee's gifts with a new job description. Continued employment is contingent on alignment with the vision, mission, and values. G. The pastor and the Staff Parish Relations Committee, SPRC, will write or rewrite all committee, board, and leadership descriptions, unpaid staff, to be in alignment with the vision, mission, and values by June 1, 2016, based on the ministry audit. A suggested resource is Job Descriptions and Leadership Training by Betsy Hevner. H, persons whose gifts and passions are not in alignment with the rewritten descriptions will be terminated at the fall 2016 church conference. All aligned ministries will set annual goals to live into the vision of the church by September 1, 2016, and every year thereafter. K, the pastor, in collaboration with the SPRC, will continue annual reviews of staff, paid and unpaid, to assure ongoing progress in living the vision, mission, and values. Any questions to understand prescription one? Yes, sir. We're affirming it that you have done the work of naming your mission, and that's good to go. You're missing the other two pieces. You've got some work around values, but you're missing clarity, and the vision, or why it matters that we accomplish our mission, is what's not clear. Thanks. Anything else to understand prescription one? Oh, yes, thank you.
Church with our overall plan?
Yes, sir, I will. I'd be privileged to do that. Well, oh, I'm sorry. You couldn't read his lips either, could you? He asked if I would be working with you to get it together and accomplish the plan. Yeah. Thanks for asking. Anything else to understand prescription one? Sounds like a no. Pardon me. I'm looking for the place where I reference fishes and loaves. That is not the title. Can you help me to find that? It's on page one? No, it's not on page one. Page five? Page three? Number five. Page three. That means I need a little number on the bottom, which is a three. Number five, yes, there it is, thank you. The correct name is Fish and Loaves, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, thank you. I'll correct that and send a corrected copy to you. Anything else to understand prescription one? All right, still on page four. Prescription number two, worship. Worship is the central activity of the church as God's people meet. It is in worship where you gather for the building up of the community through prayer, song, and the spoken word. Because of the concerns shared in the self-study reflection by staff and some mystery guest comments about the need for change in worship, the following steps will be implemented. The lead pastor, in consultation with the coach, will create a worship team, worship design team, consisting of and not limited to the pastoral staff, music director, praise band leader, bell choir leader, youth coordinator, at least one youth, and two non-staff members selected by the lay leadership committee by May 1, 2015. The task of the design team follows. One, the church will hire a worship consultant by May 1, 2015, in consultation with the coach, to evaluate the quality and style of each worship service and recommend best worship practices. The consultant will evaluate the effectiveness of the current 11 a.m. worship service to reach a younger demographic. The consultant will recommend continuing education opportunities. The consultant's recommendations will be received by July 1, 2015. Going to page 5. Two, the worship design team will visit by October 1, 2015, three healthy, vibrant churches, at least one of like size, to learn how to provide high-quality worship. Three, the team will make a plan based on the worship consultant's recommendations and its research for multiple and distant worship experiences. This plan includes a clearly defined target audience for each service. The plan shall be complete no later than January 1, 2016. Four, the plan will be fully implemented by Ash Wednesday 2016. B, the administrative board, the finance committee, the recreated worship design team, and the pastor, in consultation with the coach, will develop a 2016 budget for optimal continuing education to enhance the quality of worship by December 1, 2015. The benefactors of this continuing education will include all paid music staff. C. The music director will oversee the maintenance of the church's instruments, including tuning, repair, and replacement, effective immediately. D. Hire a qualified worship leader for the 11 a.m. service by January 1, 2016. Any questions to understand prescription 2 on worship? Yes. When I'm hiring staff, I'm real clear as what we're asking, what I'm asking them to do, and I'm real clear about the skills they need to demonstrate multiple times. That's where you start. It's not I like him or I like the way she plays the drums or whatever. So it's about what does this position need to accomplish. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Yes. Hopefully not. The plan is that you're going to make them so effective, you will have so many people in this congregation that you're going to have space problems, which is a good thing. That's what we're after. And it's not about paying your bills, just to be clear, but it's about spreading the gospel. All right, any other questions to understand prescription 2? Wow, is that clear, huh? Well, it's worth working on. Yes.
When you talk about visiting home by the churches, would those be limited to churches?
No, not at all. I would recommend that you limit it to Christian churches, but I know a rocking temple not too far from here. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else to be said to understand prescription 2? All right, moving on. Still on page, what page are we on? 5. Prescription 3, intentional faith development. Faith development is at the core of the Christian faith. It is the process by which we become transformed in order to transform the world. A well-defined plan intentionally moves first-time guests to become fully devoted followers of Christ. A. The pastor, in consultation with the coach, will create a faith development task force of 3 to 5 people by May 1, 2015. 1. The task force will develop an intentional plan for everyone, from non-believers to those maturing in their faith. It will encourage people to welcome outsiders, connect with God and others, be transformed by their faith in Jesus Christ, serve others to transform the world. Suggested resources include small group ministry and the studies Deepening Your Effectiveness by Dan Glover and Claudia Lavie, A Disciple's Path by James Harnish, Joy Together by Lynn Babb, or Developing Your Ministry Plan webinars found on the General Board of Discipleship website, which is cited there. 2. This plan will be designed and implemented by October 1, 2015. B. The pastor and the Faith Development Task Force will collaborate in implementing an all-church study in conjunction with a message series in the fall of 2015. Small groups will be formed for this study with a goal of at least 50% of the congregation in a group. Suggested studies are Just Walk Across the Room by Bill Hybels, Following Jesus by Carolyn Slaughter, The Wesleyan Way by Scott J. Jones, and one of the Journey 100 studies offered by Church of the Resurrection in Leawood, Kansas. C. The pastor, in consultation with the coach, will create a hospitality team of 2 to 3 people by May 1, 2015. 1. The team will study The Race to Reach Out by Michael Conyer and Doug Anderson, or Fusion by Nelson Searcy by July 15, 2015. 2. The team will develop a process to welcome, identify, follow up, and connect with first-time guests. The goal is to invite first-time guests into the life of the church. This process will be implemented by September 6, 2015. Any questions to understand prescription 3, intentional faith development? Yes. Okay, then no. The answer is no. If you're not clear they exist, no. Because they're clearly not doing something. So they're fired. Pardon? Well, I'm not going to be convinced because the we doesn't seem to be unified. Is there a welcome whatever that exists that's functioning? And what do? They greet people like at the door. Glad you're here. I got some hugs today. I like that. Is that what they do? Pardon? Okay, hand out welcome bags. So I refer you to, where is it? That page, number two, C2, still on page 5. The team will develop a process to welcome, identify, follow up, and connect with first-time guests. So all those things happen by the welcome team? No. Okay, then no. The answer's no. It might be the same people, but it will be on this new group with some clarity around what their task is. Yes, I saw. Yes.
Is the follow-up restricted to first-time visitors, or is it going to be an ongoing process? Hopefully they visit several times.
This team's role is to focus on first-time visitors. My hope is that you'll get it, and you'll have another team that does the more intense follow-up if folks show up and they're not involved. Remember that we've said several different times that the goal is to create a plan that keeps inviting folks into a deeper relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And it's not going to be a handful of people who can do all that work. It's going to be, as they say in my home state, all y'all. Yes. Okay, the question was, since it's a hospitality team and not just welcoming, would they focus on people who have gone, what was the last part, I forgot, who have gone?
Who are
leaving the church, that was what you said. No, they're going to be focusing on first time. Yes?
But some churches have permanent name tags for members, which makes it easier to identify visitors. Could something like that be part of this plan?
I refer you to the town hall meeting. And if questions come up at the town hall meeting that you cannot answer, Sherry or whoever is welcome to contact me or Dirk Elliott or my colleague on the West Michigan side of the state, Gary Stepp, for those kinds of questions. And certainly there's a ton of other people too, not just those. Yes?
As a greeter today, I greet.
Yes, you gave me a hug. The fifth time I came in, I think.
That's true. I said you'd finally hug.
Okay.
So is there, going to be a special committee for first time? Because I don't know that that would be called a committee just because we greet once every 6 weeks.
I refer you to the town hall meeting.
Okay.
And then I refer you further, if the vote is yes, to whoever's on that task force to receive that question.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else to understand this prescription? Number 3. Feels like, no. Okay, moving on to the bottom of page 5, prescription number 4, leadership development. A strong, vibrant church has a clear, focused, and intentional plan to identify, recruit, train, and develop church leaders. Brighton First lacks such a plan to develop disciples into strong church leaders. To address this concern, Brighton First will implement the following. A, the lay leadership nominations committee, in consultation with the coach, will conduct a church-wide spiritual gifts inventory no later than November 1, 2015. B, thereafter, the lay leadership committee, in consultation with the coach, will implement a process to regularly help individuals identify their spiritual gifts, abilities, and passions, and place them into ministries aligned with their gifts. This process effectively matches God-given gifts with service. A suggested resource is Network by Bruce Bigby and Bill Hybels. This shall be completed no later than January 1, 2016. C. The pastor, in consultation with the coach, will help leaders, existing and new, develop a regular habit of study and practicing spiritual development. A suggested resource is Deepening Your Effectiveness by Dan Glover and Claudia Labby. This shall be completed no later than March 27, 2016. D, the pastor and coach or designee will provide training for all leaders to understand the role, function, responsibilities, and authority of staff and leadership. This will be completed no later than February 1, 2016. A suggested resource is 6 Questions Every Leader Should Ask by Andy Stanley. E, the pastor in consultation with the coach will set measurable goals and accountability benchmarks for all paid and unpaid staff that align with the church's mission, vision, and values. A suggested resource is The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team by Patrick Lencioni. This will be completed no later than September 1, 2016. F, the pastor in consultation with the coach will develop a leadership strategy that compels her to reach beyond ordinary success to achieve extraordinary results for the kingdom. This will build on her strengths and enhance her large church leadership traits in the areas of delegation, communication, trust, transparency, prioritizing, and approachability. Suggested resources include Leadership Gold by John Maxwell, Leadership Without Easy Answers by Ron Heifetz, Positive Leadership Strategies for Extraordinary Performance by Kim Cameron, and The Leadership Summit by Willow Creek. This shall begin no later than September 1, 2015. Any questions to understand prescription 4? Yes. As a coach, or who is the pastor designated in this case? It depends on what's going on. Worship is not my expertise, and that's okay with me. I know a lot of folks whose worship is excellent. Intentional faith development is something I've been doing for 30 years. However, my skills may not be what this church needs to make that plan. So it's my responsibility to find people who can help. Whoever has the skills. And probably not in this congregation. But it just depends. Does that answer your question? Okay, the question was, who's the designee? Anything else to understand prescription 4 on leadership development? Okie doke. Going on to prescription 5 in the middle of page 6. Intentional and focused community outreach. While Brighton First cares for many outside the congregation, there is a lot of movement without momentum. The United Methodist Church exists to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. This indicates it is as important to make disciples as it is to make the world a better place. Now is the time to move beyond transactional ministry into relationship-building ministries in your community. This will be accomplished by the following. A, the pastor will form a new outreach team by December 1, 2015, in consultation with the coach, which will lead and facilitate intentional outreach in the community. This team will have its first meeting by January 15, 2016. This team will develop a comprehensive plan for the church's outreach ministries by May 1, 2016. This will ensure that all ministries are relationally based with well-defined goals. B, this team will lay the foundation and set direction for all current and future outreach. In keeping with the congregation's vision and core values, it will, 1, host a bridge-building seminar facilitated by the coach or designee by May 1, 2016, to help the congregation understand how to plan and implement relational events. Resources could include Get Their Name, Grow Your Church by Building Relationships by Bob Farr, Doug Anderson, and Kay Cotan, and Networking for People who Hate Networking by Deborah Zack. 2, get educated. A, research the needs of people in the community by July 15, 2016. One way to do this is to lead 2 focus groups with community residents about the role of the church in the community to build on the self-study community leader interviews. B, study mission insight data of people in the 1 mile and 3 mile radius by January 30, 2016. C, determine several key message statements about Brighton First for marketing purposes. These statements tell why we do what we do, to make disciples of Jesus Christ, to meet the needs of our community, to provide a place for you and your family to encounter God and to find hope. This will be determined by June 2016. 3, get moving. A, designate a month between May and August 2016 for an art of neighboring emphasis. The month will be decided by February 1, 2016. Neighboring is, quote, building genuine relationships right outside your door, end quote. This month will include preaching, teaching, and practical steps for community neighboring. A suggested resource is The Art of Neighboring by Jay Pathak. B, hold at least 2 bridge events away from church grounds by October 1, 2016. These free events to the public will create an awareness of the church in the community. Strategies may include volunteers wearing church t-shirts and swag, free gifts with a church's name and contact information, etc. C, plan and coordinate 1 to 2 community service days by October 1, 2016 to meet real community needs. At least one of these events shall be off-site. These events shall be free to the public. 4, the team will evaluate each event within 21 days of its completion for effectiveness. C, the director of children's ministries shall initiate conversations with a preschool director in consultation with the pastors to strengthen the relationship with the First Steps preschool and its families by May 1, 2015. The goal of these conversations is to develop an intentional plan to increase church visibility and connect the preschool families to the life of the church. The plan will be implemented by September 1, 2015. Any questions to understand prescription number 5 about community outreach? Thank you for the feedback. Moving on. Conclusion. We, the consulting team, want to thank you for the opportunity to serve your congregation through this vital church initiative assessment process. Our prayers and hope for your congregation are that God will use this process to help your church become more effective and fruitful. May God give you courage and strength as you move forward. Thank you for coming. Any questions about the process? Yes. Has there been any talk about the price tag about this situation? We talked about it. I don't know about you.
Is there an amount of money that needs to be raised for this?
I don't know. Your culture is somebody comes up with an idea, you like it, you make it happen. That's what we're working with. I don't mean to be flippant. We're just taking up what we've learned about you. Anything else? May God bless you, and may you know it. Bye.